Senate is called to order. Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 51st Psalm we hear, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. As we begin a new year, as colleagues concerned about the people we serve, we ask, O God, that your spirit would fall anew on us and your righteous will continue to guide us this session so that what we do, say, and act on may be as you desire for us. May your blessings be on us, our families, and our staff, and may we always be thankful for your many gifts to us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll. Oh. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President. Photographers from, we have WGM-TV, and we have the News Tribune from Jefferson City have been, and also have been given permission to take pictures of the chamber today, as well as the Senate photographer has been given permission to take video of the Senate chamber and the Senate gallery.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Would you inquire from the Secretary through a message to the Secretary of State, and if so, please have them read.
Affirmative. Read the message.
To the Honorable Senate of the 97th General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, in compliance with Section 115.525, Revised Statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate for the 97th General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, elected at the November 2, 2010 general election and the November 6, 2012 general election, in testimony whereof I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office this 8th day of January 2014, Jason Kander, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators, elected November 6, 2012, District 1st, Scott Sifton, District 3rd, Gary Romine, District 5th, Jamila Nasheed, District 7th, Jason Holzman, District 9th, Shalon Kiki Curls, District 11th, Paul Laboda, District 13th, Gina Walsh, District 15th, Eric Schmidt, District 17th, Ryan Sylvie, District 19th, Kurt Schaefer, District 21st, David Pierce, District 23rd, Tom Dempsey, District 25th, Doug Leibla, District 27th, Wayne Wallingford, District 29th, Dave Sater, District 31st, Ed Emery, District 33rd, Mike Cunningham, elected November 2nd, 2010, District 2nd, Scott T. Roop, District 4th, Joseph P. Kevney, District 6th, Mike Kehoe, District 8th, Will Krause, District 10th, Jolie L. Justice, District 12th, Brad Lager, District 14th, Maria Chappelle Nadal, District 16th, Dan W. Brown, District 18th, Brian Munslinger, District 20th, Jay Wasson, District 22nd, vacant due to the resignation of Ryan McKenna, District 24th, John T. Lamping, District 26th, Brian Nieves, District 28th, Michael L. Parson, District 30th, Bob Dixon, District 32nd, Ronald F. Ron Richard, District 34th, Rob Schaff.
Now we call the roll. Secretary, call the roll of senators.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, yeah, let him okay. Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt.
Here.
Sifton.
Here.
Sylvie.
Here.
Wallingford.
Here.
Walsh.
Here.
Wasson.
A quorum is present, and I hereby declare the second regular session of the 97th General Assembly is convened. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go to our business of resolutions. I have a resolution.
Resolution. Send it forward, sir. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1054, be it resolved by the Senate of the 97th General Assembly of Missouri, second regular session, that the rules adopted by the 97th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session as amended insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, second regular session.
Senator, you move to adopt this resolution?
President, I move for the adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Senator?
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Thank you, Senator. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1055, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the second regular session of the 97th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and is ready for consideration of business.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion to adopt that resolution? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
President, I close.
Senator renews his motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator?
Mr. President, in accordance with Section 9.141 of Revised Statute of the State of Missouri, would you please have the Bill of Rights read?
Read the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 10 of the Constitution. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7, in suits of common law, where the value of the controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage other retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Senator from Webster. I'm sorry, Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of introduction of guests.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill.
Senator, we are on the order of business of introduction of guests.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
you
thought you
were
said
first
bills.
On your feet.
I apologize.
Senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, I am honored to introduce the very first guest for the entire legislative session. And it is an intern from the University of Central Missouri. In fact, she's even wearing the black and red from our institution, Dana Marnin, and she'll be doing an internship here every Tuesday. She's originally from Lee Summit, goes to school at UCM in Warrensburg.
We're delighted to welcome the guest, the new intern. Will you rise, please? Oh, you are rising. Okay. Senator from the 10th.
President, I'd like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to take just a moment to reflect on a bittersweet moment here in the Missouri Senate. Today, for the first time in several years, we have an empty desk where the former senator from the 22nd used to sit. And I just want to take a brief moment to recognize Senator McKenna and all that he did for this chamber. Senator McKenna was originally elected to the Missouri Senate in 2006. He's been here since that time. Before that, he was representing Jefferson County in the House of Representatives from 1998 through 2004. He is a graduate from St. Pius X High School in the Twin City area. In 1993, he graduated from Jefferson College, where he played for their state championship baseball team. He was also a 1996 graduate from Missouri State University, where he received a Bachelor of Science degree in education. Senator McKenna is a third-generation legislator. His grandfather, J. Glennon McKenna, was elected to the Missouri House in 1940 and served until the beginning of World War II. He resigned shortly after the Japanese attack and joined the United States Navy. Ryan's father, William or Bill McKenna, served for 16 years in the Missouri House and the Senate from 1982 to 1998. He was chosen by his peers to lead the Senate as President Pro Tem during the 89th General Assembly. His family is the only one in recent history to have three generations serve in the Missouri House of Representatives. Senator McKenna was a tireless advocate of several issues. Of course, many of us remember his voice for the working families in the state of Missouri, his passion for safe highways, and of course, he also courageously led the fight to ban seersucker suits in the state capitol. Senator McKenna has now moved on. He has a new challenge in his life as of December 18th. He has taken over as the director of the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, and pending Senate confirmation, he will be in that role for quite some time. He has an amazing sock collection that I want everybody to make sure that you check out the next time that you see him. But right now, more than anything, I just want to thank Senator McKenna for his time, and I'd like my colleagues to please recognize him as he moves on to the next chapter in his life and thank him for his service in this chamber.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I'd like to introduce a special guest.
Proceed, sir.
On your right and my left is my wife, Susie, who is here to join us on the first day of session. Welcome, my wife, Susie Wallington.
Welcome, Susie Wallington, to the show. Senator from the 31st.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, and standing next to my Chief of Staff, Josh Foster, is an intern who will be working with my office during this session. Ms. Jessie Hamilton from Washington, Missouri. She's a student at Truman State. She's considering a law degree and a career in law. And I would certainly invite the body to welcome her, and they'll be seeing her around the office. And
we're delighted to welcome the intern of the senator from Barton to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Christian.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard.
Mr. President, I would just like to state that we have a birthday boy amongst us, Senator Cunningham. This happens to be his birthday. He has been a longtime friend of mine and many of us in here, and I'd just like to congratulate him on making it this long.
The chair will acknowledge your point of personal privilege. You may not use a senator's name on the Senate floor. You know that. We're delighted that the senator from Webster is celebrating a birthday today. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction. To my right and to your left, Mr. President, standing by the doorway in a black suit with a green shirt, I guess you would call it, Mr. President, is our intern for this year. We're pleased to have her. I just want the body to know this young lady's name is Marky Burnett. She is now, as of 2 weeks ago, been commissioned in the Marine Corps. She's Lieutenant Burnett. I've known Marky since she was in fourth grade. She's a graduate of the University of Missouri this December. She has completed her 2 years of officer candidate school out in Quantico. She's a tough gal, a good friend of our families, but she's a great person. I think the body will really enjoy getting to know her. She reports for full duty to the Marine Corps in October of this year. I'd like the body to make Marky feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome this intern and thank her for her service to our country. May the chair inquire of the senator from the 10th. Senator, fine remarks on Senator from 22nd, Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, did you know I served with his father?
I did know that,
in this body, and I remember one day when he was up here presiding, and the Senator Ken Jacob was on the floor, and Ken was introducing somebody who had gone to Lindbergh High School, as he, Senator Jacob, did. And Senator McKenna, presiding here, said, "Senator, I believe one of my ex-wives was a graduate of Lindbergh High School." Just a touch of the McKenna humor that made those two senators two of the most popular guys I ever served with.
Thank you for that story, Mr. President. I know that we're going to have a big vacancy here, and we're just thankful that he's going to still be here in town with us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction.
Proceed, sir.
I'd like to introduce my intern for this coming year from Missouri Southern State University, Armando Alberto, and he's a great kid, and he'll be around the Capitol, and we hope you enjoy his service.
We're delighted with the introduction. Where is this young man?
Around here somewhere.
Okay.
All right. There he is, over here.
Okay. Further introductions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President,
announcements, sir?
Is there other announcements? I've done mine, sir, thanks to Senator Kehoe helping me here. Senator from Cole.
Okay, Senator from Cole. Okay, Senator, I was told you have an announcement. Are you telling me you've already made it?
I've made it, yes, Mr. President.
Very well. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I plan to recess till 1:30 this day. At that time, we'll read in pre-filed bills, take new bills, and concurrent resolutions, and attend to other housekeeping business. If there's any member that desires to introduce bills, they may do so. They may leave them with me or the Secretary of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, do you have a motion?
I move that the Senate stand in recess to 1:30 this day.
You've heard the motion. Many of us are in favor, say aye.
Aye.